from Wyoming Public Radio News. I'm Willow Belden.
And I'm Bob Beck. It's safe to say for the last year or so there's been some friction between the state superintendent Cindy Hill and some members of the legislature. Lawmakers have charged that Hill has opposed some of the recently passed legislation dealing with making teachers more accountable. And a legislative service office report suggested that the State Department of Education had not fulfilled many legislatively mandated duties, such as setting up a panel to set standards for student performance. Hill says such reports are inaccurate. While she admits to having disagreements with some lawmakers, including the Senate Education Committee Chairman Hank Coe, she does not see the disagreements as problematic. She says news coverage of these disagreements have taken away the focus on improving education in Wyoming. Superintendent Hill joins us today to discuss some of these issues, and she begins by explaining her concerns about the accountability legislation.
The Wyoming Accountability and Education Act is complex and engages the legislature, the Joint Education Committee, individual education committees of both houses, the Joint Select Committee on Accountability, the Advisory Committee to the Select Committee, the Ad Hoc Committee to the Advisory Committee, the LSO, the newly created DETS, the State Board, the Wyoming Department of Education, the Superintendent, and various consultants and liaisons. You can imagine to meaningfully engage all of those folks, it's incredibly important that we have a process and a structure from which to work with. And that's been a challenge.
Is it a challenge because there's just so many people working on this? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, and one of the groups I didn't mention were the districts, the students, the teachers, the parents. I would say that any time you're working on something as complex and as important as this, that structure of communication, I would say, is critical. And that has not been as clear, perhaps, as everyone would have maybe liked.
You had a report that came out via the Legislative Service Office that was essentially critical of the department, thinking that because of turnover you've had and maybe some other reasons that some of the efforts have been delayed. My understanding is you object to that report, and I wondered if you'd like to comment on that.
Well first, it's really puzzling that it was mentioned that we missed deadlines because the WDE has not missed one deadline, Bob, and our response will include the supporting documentation that will reflect those facts. You also mentioned, regarding whether or not this process could yield a viable result, and I say yes. But I also think the public is owed a process that is transparent and accessible so that the final product is ultimately viable. Bob, I defeated a very popular senator. Their colleague wasn't elected for some of them. In their hearts, they've suffered a loss. And I will say that in a larger sense, we'll all be judged for what we do in Wyoming. And I just hope that we can move from those, or rise from those petty grievances that perhaps might still be there and set aside, all of our self-interests and turn to the work. And that work is before us. It's right here before us. And I want you to know that the department was tasked with doing some work, and we've submitted that to the legislature. In fact, we're the only body that did actually submit information. But we know that there's a lot more work ahead of us. And I would say that if we all can set aside our own self-interest, we'll get there. But I also think it's a little bit, just part of the natural process of things as well. I don't think we're always going to agree. But when the conversations don't take place, that's difficult to work through.
A couple of thoughts. Again, Cindy Hill, state superintendent, visiting with us. It does look like there have been some shots fired over the bow from the legislature towards you. But I'm wondering if you haven't caused some of that yourself. There was some spending issues last year, moving some money around to, I guess, that legislators felt should have been spent in some other areas. There obviously was a confrontation with Senator Coe during the legislature, even a recent radio program, as I understand. Do you need to work a little bit better with them as well and maybe follow some of their directives?
I think that it's important that we all reflect on our behavior and always hope to improve, but I would also mention to you that the money that you're referring to, we completed a nearly $20 million audit, and we came through with flying colors. There was no issue around what you're describing, and I would hope that you would report that, even though you alluded to what was alleged during the legislative session. That audit was not reported. I would have liked to have seen, you know, more response to the good work that my department is doing and the responsible behavior that we continue to show. So I think that innuendos are not helpful. And I think that, you know that I hold no ill will towards Senator Coe. I do speak to when things are not factual, and I will continue to. You know, I don't answer to certain legislators. I answer to the people as an elected official, and I will continue to do so.
When you look at test scores and you look at some of the things that have been going on, I mean, are you confident we're heading in the right direction?
The scores are trending upward, Bob. I think teachers should be recognized for the work and the students and the parents for the work that's showing we are going in the right direction. And yet, we know that there's always more work to be done. And so, you know, the question is, do we need a big stick or do we need to work together? And I would say, I think we need goals and targets. And then I think we all must work together. It's required. It's incumbent upon us. And for those who are not willing to, I can't control them, but I know I am. And I know that we're doing that in districts throughout the state and we'll continue to do it. And I know that the WDE is less fragmented than it was when I walked in. And for those who are here, they're mission-oriented and focus on growing kids in our schools. And that wasn't there when I came in necessarily everywhere. Compliance was our focus, and we were in different spots and different places, and now we're all focused on the same mission. And our work, yep, we're doing more work. And I see people in this department smiling. In fact, someone called this morning, and I have an appointment with that person here shortly. They'd like to come back to the department. So we have great people, highly qualified people who are working very hard every day. And just like the teachers in Wyoming, I think we need to get in and support one another and put these political pieces, feelings aside, even though I know that it's a very emotional time.
Cindy Hill, I appreciate you making time for us as always, and thank you very much, and we'll be chatting with you in coming weeks. Thank you for joining us on Open Spaces.
After we finished that interview, State Superintendent Cindy Hill called back and asked if she could make an additional comment.
Bob, when we're making these changes and possibly significant changes in Wyoming, I'm thinking there's so much opportunity here. And so even when we disagree, that opportunity to talk about the work that's going on at the department, the work that's going on in the legislature, the work that's going on in the district, we all need to be at the table, and we all need to be listening to each other so that the opportunities are seized rather than missed. And that's what I'm most hopeful about, is that when this report came out that you were referring to, we have an opportunity now, my staff, to talk about the good work that's been going on and explain the complexity, but also to gain some understanding and to share some of that understanding with others. So that's what I'm hoping happens, and I think it can. I think it can if others are interested in making it happen. So opportunity, 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 that's what I want to focus on here, Bob.
And it is your point that, I mean, it is your strong belief that there are positive things happening.
There are many positive things happening. That's why we need to focus, I think, if we focus on that which we agree upon, and then those decisions are coming forth that maybe we haven't agreed upon yet. There are some things that I didn't agree upon in the beginning, and then there are decisions made, and I am fully in support of them now. And so we have to agree that even after we have that discussion, that once a decision's made, that we all go forward together. And that it's okay to have the discussion. In fact, it's okay to even have ruffled feathers because it's an emotional time right now. There are people who are very much invested in what's going on, so it's to be predicted.
Do you believe that you can all set that aside and get a product? Because, you know, when you hear some of the things or read some of the comments in newspapers or elsewhere, you worry that, gosh, can these guys ever get together and get a good product?
Absolutely. There's no ill will here. I will tell you, we must do it. And I will. I know that I can speak for my part, and I know that I can and I will. And so I'm just hoping that others feel the same.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Cindy Hill will get to meet again with legislators in a couple of weeks and hopes to address charges made about the department in the Legislative Service Office study.